Another one for the books. In our NWSL Week interviews, we had Sinclair Miramontes with us this time. CC's teammate defender comes from a soccer dynasty and is making her dream true of going pro.
So when I was around 3 or 4, I had 2 older sisters who loved soccer, loved to play it all the time. And so I wanted to really like it. I was a super, super girly girl, didn't really enjoy it as much as they did. And then my dad always tells me that I saw the U.S. Women's National Team play and I watched them play and I was like, I want to be like them one day. And I've loved soccer ever since and I haven't looked back. And it's always just been something that my whole family's done. And so I think that's always kept my interest in it. But definitely my sisters were the ones who first inspired me to get involved with it, just because I wanted to be just like them. I'm Sydney's biggest supporter and vice versa for her. You know, we call each other every single week to update each other with how things are going. We're always support system first. You know, we're sisters first before we are ever rivals. And I think that's just something that's so cool and unique that only a handful of people in the world can say that they're playing in the same league as their sibling. And even if it's on different teams, at the end of the day, you know, we're family, we love each other, we want the best for each other. And, you know, those rivalry games are going to be fun. I think the fans are going to enjoy it with the NWSL. Like I said, there's only a handful of times in the history that this has happened. And so I think the fans are really going to enjoy it. I think it just adds a little bit extra to the meaning behind games, especially if you have a sibling rivalry going on. But definitely Sydney's a huge inspiration to me. Like I said, I looked up to her. She's the reason why I started playing soccer in the first place. And so to have her going through this whole experience with me in this league, even if we are on different teams, I think it just makes it that much sweeter. And it's something that my whole family gets to enjoy. And my parents are so excited to be able to support 2 teams. And, I'm really excited to see how this year plays out for us. This being our first time in the league together at the same time. Ooh, my biggest accomplishment. I mean, I think I would have to say making a team in the NWSL. You know, this is such a hard league to get into. It's competitive week in, week out. It doesn't matter what team you're on. It's a competitive league through and through. And so I think thus far, my biggest accomplishment would be getting to be in this league and competing on a team and trying to compete for playing time and everything here. And so I definitely think that would be my biggest accomplishment so far. And because at the time when I was a kid, I had always said when I grew up, I wanted to be a professional soccer player and there wasn't even a league at the time. So it was just something that wasn't even heard of. And to reach that goal now is just something that my younger self is just looking at like, this is the coolest thing ever. Like, it's so awesome. But I am very young. This is only my 2nd year in the league. And I just think accomplishment wise, there's so many more things ahead of me that I want to achieve, you know. I want to be a consistent player in this league. I want to be someone that can contribute to my team in any way, shape, or form. And, you know, eventually, like, I want to win an NWSL championship. I mean, if you don't have that goal in your mind, then it's kind of like, what are you doing in the league if you don't want to win? I mean, I think that's kind of everybody. But I think for me, it's definitely there's stepping stones that go with it and how to get there. And so just trying to, you know, push myself to be the best that I can be to get to be a contributor on this team in this league. But it's also like, sometimes it's just kind of like, take a second and just realize that the position that I'm in is something that when I was younger, I had no clue if it was ever going to be possible. And here I am today living out a dream. So definitely biggest accomplishment so far. You know, because I entered the league in 2020, I had never gotten to experience playing in front of the fans at Wake Med. And so going back there was definitely a little bit surreal. But it was also just a first time experience because, like I said, I'd never gotten to play in front of the fans there, never gotten to see the atmosphere. And the fans are great there. You know, everyone at Carolina is top class. Players and staff and everyone there. And so it was fun to go and see everyone that I had built relationships there, because I made such great connections. I learned so much at North Carolina. I'm so thankful for the opportunity that they gave me there. And, you know, to go home and to be on the other side of their team was definitely different, but super grateful. I got to go see everybody and got to experience what an atmosphere they create at Wake Med. I briefly spoke to Deb after the game. You know, she's one of the kindest human beings you'll meet. She's so sweet, but she's also just ruthless on the field. You know, she can do it all. I've been on the other side quite a few times back when I was practicing with her of receiving the nutmegs, and it's just kind of like, it's Dabenia. It happens. It's always good to see Deb. It's always great to see everybody on the Courage. Like I said, built great relationships with everyone there, and I wish them the best going forward. Yeah, I mean, obviously the result showed like it was a tough loss, but to be honest, I felt like we really hung with them in the first half. You know, we went into halftime only 1-0 down, and there was just things that didn't go our way in the second half. You know, we tried some different things that just didn't pan out for us. And I think in the end, it is a learning experience for sure. And, you know, that's the first time we've had a loss like that. And giving credit to Carolina too, like they played a fantastic game. They were very connected with each other, they just looked like the Courage, like, you know, so credit to them as well. But for us, you know, there's definitely a lot of points that we took away from that for learning moments going forward. We are focusing on that in practice this week on different things that we can hone in on, the finer details of things and how we can learn from those to make ourselves better going forward. Because in the end, it's one game in a season of 24 games. So something that we're taking from it, we're learning from it, we're putting it forward to get better as a team going forward towards the rest of the season. Oh yeah, definitely. This team is family through and through. You know, we have a lot of girls with minimal experience in this league. And so we're going through and learning together. And I think that's such an important piece that because a lot of people are in their first year really contributing minutes on the NWSL team, that we're learning, you know, and that's, I think what I admire so much about this group is that every single person here is eager to learn. They're accountable, for themselves and for others, and that we are trying to work with each other and for each other for the end goal of trying to compete for a playoff spot at the end of the season. And so I think that, like I said, the game does not define us, and we're going forward, we're learning. And I love to see the intensity and like the hunger to get better from every single person on this team. And I think that's going to be huge for us going forward, because, you know, unfortunately, you know, a game like that happens sometimes, but it doesn't tell us exactly who we are. Nobody else knows exactly who we are except for the people that are in that locker room that are fighting for it every single day. And so I definitely think that this team has so much to give, and we have so much potential. And I think that it's going to come out this season once we find our stride. I actually did not know that. Oh, I actually didn't know that Lucas went there. World. It's a great question, just because I think everybody kind of views the Midwest or Kansas City, for example, as not a major city where they would produce a ton of talent sports wise. But I think that part of it was the amount of coaches that we had in the area that were from overseas that were very knowledgeable about the game and tried to instill that character and that skill into us kids at a young age. And I also just think that part of it too was Kansas City takes such a soccer pride behind being a soccer capital of America. I mean, the MLS team with Sporting Kansas City there is huge. Everybody loves to support Sporting. You know, you see every year with the World Cup, that for men's and women's World Cup, that there's so many supporters downtown in the large viewing areas. They're usually one of the cities that get shown when they like pan to different cities to see like all the people out supporting and everything like that. And so I think part of that is too, but it's also Kansas City is such a, like a blue collar, or traditionally it's just a blue collar city where it's hard work. And we're not necessarily the like fancy feet players always, but we're hard workers and we play to the final whistle. Like we do everything in our power to get to where we are. And so I think it's just kind of a mix of that character, but it's also just the passion and the pride of representing a city that often gets overlooked by other major cities. And so I think that has helped build a lot of soccer players out of Kansas City. I mean, I think if you look across the league, I think there's like 10 of us from the Kansas City area, from Kansas specifically, which I think when you tell people that, they're kind of shocked to hear that. And they're like, wow, like Kansas City is like producing a lot of really talented soccer players. And I give credit to a lot of the youth coaches that I have. I mean, for instance, Vlatko Ananovsky, who's now the head coach of the women's national team, he helped train and build up a lot of young female soccer players from I want to say like around age 10 through U18 all the way up until college. So definitely was a contributing factor. I mean, Hugh Williams, who's now the head coach of Kansas City NWSL, he was my club coach as a kid. And so learned a lot from him and super thankful for everything that Hugh's done. But I just think it's part of it is the passion that coaches have in Kansas City to develop kids to help make a name for themselves and help keep Kansas City on the map as a place where soccer lives, can live and breathe. Oh, not yet. I mean, like I go way back with Vlatko. He was also one of my club coaches as a kid. I'm not quite up to that level to be at the national team yet, but hopefully one day, you know, if I can develop in the right ways and really focus in on my game, maybe that'll happen in the future. But for now, I'm just so excited for Vlatko. I think he's going to do a fantastic job with the national team. You've already seen the results so far. He's doing great with them. And he's just someone that it's hard not to respect him. He cares so much and wants to get the best out of his players. And I think it's something fantastic. So when he was tabbed as the coach, I could be happier. I think the world of him. I think he's a great, great human being, great coach. But he's going to do everything he possibly can to get the best out of his players. Yeah. So when was that? So I only had Vlatko as a coach for a year. And he was my coach my freshman year of high school. So that would have been age 14 to 15. And at that time is when the NWSL started up and he got picked as the first coach for then FC Kansas City. So he had to step away from youth coaching, but I had been familiar. I had played against his teams for years and they were always the most technical girls. They always knew how to move the ball. They were some of the hardest teams to play against. And I had always thought, I was like, dang, if I got a chance to play for Vlatko, that would be the coolest thing ever. And it happened to work out that was, he came to coach my team, my freshman year of high school. And so that's how I got to know him. And he and Hugh Williams were like, Vlatko was my head coach and Hugh was like my assistant coach. And they would switch off on responsibilities with the high school teams at the time. But that's how I got to know Vlatko. And then, once he became the coach of FC Kansas City, we all were supportive of him. We tried to go to as many games as possible. We'd always say like, we know Vlatko, that's our coach. And so we've just kept in touch over the years. I've always followed his career and everything like that. His family would be in Kansas City every once in a while. And so I'd randomly get to see him at different soccer events just over time. And so I've always kept up with him. It's always good to see him. He always has a big smile on his face. And so, like I said, super excited for him. Well, when Vlatko first came to coach, he had just been my club coach and I got to see firsthand the NWSL in front of me in Kansas City. And at that age, I think it was so important to see people playing this sport for a living. And so when it was in front of me, I always talked about, I want to play in this league. I want to play for my city. I want to play for FC Kansas City. I think it'd be the coolest thing to represent my city just because I'm from Kansas City. I'm proud to be from Kansas City. And I wanted to represent them in any way I could. And so then when I went to college, not far away in Nebraska, you know, FC Kansas City would scrimmage us in the spring. And so it was always fun to see them and be like, you know, I could play for them one day. And So it was just always kind of in my mindset that I wanted to play in this country. And I think this is the best league in the world, in all honesty. Like I said, anybody can beat anybody on any given day. And the score lines can be super close, super large. They can be high scoring games from both sides. You never know what you're going to get each weekend that the NWSL comes on. And I just think that's something that's so exciting. And I just think it's a great way to develop as a young player, to be in environments like this that are so highly competitive with every single team in the league. And so I wanted to play for my hometown team, and you know, they left and went to Utah, but I still was like, you know what, I still want to play in the NWSL. I don't care where it's at. I want to play. I want to compete, and I want to achieve things in this league. And so I'm super grateful that things worked out for me to be here at Racing Louisville now. And I'm super excited to be a part of this team and see what this team can do this season. I do have a friendship with JC Johnson. I have known her since I was 5-ish. And then we also played a year together at Nebraska. We had an overlap on teammates. And so it's always fun to catch up with JC too. She's a good family friend. I'm super excited to see her back in the league too, especially playing for Kansas City. I think it's an awesome opportunity for her. Approachable. He is so open to questions, so open to working with his players to figure out, to solve problems, to make sure that everybody's on the same page. And that's something that I truly admire about him as a coach, is he wants to make sure that everybody understands what's going on. And that it's also something that works for us, because at the end of the day, you know, we're the ones on the field, and he's helping us in every possible way that he can, but he also wants to make sure that he puts a picture and a system in front of us that makes sense for us and for that suits our strengths and everything like that. And so I think it's awesome from him that he is just so willing to adjust, but to also just help get the best out of his players. And, you know, with Chrissy's philosophy, it's, you know, we're going to do everything possible. You leave every single thing out on the field. You, you give everything that you have. And that's just, that's always a style I've really enjoyed playing, and so I think it just fits seamlessly to work with Christy, I just think, I like I said, I think there's so many things going forward that we're going to learn, we're going to adjust, but I truly see so much success coming in this team, and I think that Christy's going to be a huge part of it. Oh, that's one of my favorite questions to get, just because I think that there's, you know, it's hard to say. I think for so long, I had always thought in my mind, you know, I'm going to play professional soccer as long as my body will let me. And I kind of never really thought past that. But I think at times I'm kind of like, oh, I'd probably use what I studied in school and I'd be an accountant. Or I think my other big one was I would love to work within college athletics in some way, shape or form in an administrative role. But then I think as of late, it's also, I'd really love to work for a professional women's sports team and to help build that brand and everything like that, because I just think that there's so many stories to tell with women's sports and women athletes in this country. And I think there's a huge rise coming out of it. And I want to be a part of that rise. I want to help build those brands and help build the fan base, build the audience growth and everything like that. And so I think I'd also be in an administrative role within women's sports. Would love to work for the NWSL one day. I think it'd be so much fun because I think this league has so much potential. There's so much to offer. And I think people are really starting to take notice of that. And I mean, it's a great time to be a supporter of the league. That's what I tell everybody. It's a great time to be a supporter of the league right now. Savannah McCaskill, yeah. For sure. I mean, that girl has so much heart for the game, and it is extremely admirable. You will see her taking people on 1v1 at the opponent's box. And if we turn the ball over, she's sprinting to defend in our box. And I just think that there's not many people that can do that. There's not many people that can replicate that much passion, heart on the field. You see how passionate she is about the game. And that's something I truly admire about her. And I'm so glad to have a teammate like that, that cares so much about everything, that she's willing to do the quote unquote, the dirty work, but also she always is the first person to give credit where credit's due. And she's a super humble person. But she is strong. And she can score from just about anywhere, any way, shape, or form. And so I'm very, very happy she's a teammate instead of having to play against her. Before a game, I like to listen to my own music and just kind of get in my own little zone. Definitely like to make sure that I always eat a Clif bar before every single game just to get a little bit of protein and a little bit of energy in my body to make sure I'm not starving. And then other than that, I kind of just like to go off of everybody else's energy too. You know, if there's dancing in the locker room, then I'm not the one in the middle of the locker room. I will tell you that. That's not me. But, you know, I'm on the sideline, you know, hyping everybody up, just cheering aloud and everything like that. But yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say that there's too many things that I do beforehand, but I think locker room atmosphere is definitely a key. And so definitely trying to contribute to that in a positive way, in whatever way I can. Ooh, I feel like before games, it's usually kind of like hip hop rap, but also kind of just like, I don't want to say like dance mixes, but dance mixes in a way, just because, you know, you want to get your body going. You want to be excited. You want to get that energy starting to go. And so you kind of just have to listen to anything that kind of gets your body moving. Love some good, you know, some good 2000s throwbacks. There's some great ones in there that you have to sing along every single word when you hear them. But yeah, definitely music like that. If I'm still playing in 15 to 20 years, my body has held up way better than I thought it would. But I think in all seriousness, I think soccer is always going to be a part of my life in some way, shape, or form. Whether I'm still playing or not, I know it's going to be a part of my life. Like I mentioned earlier, I would love to be involved with an NWSL team on the administrative side. So I could see that being a possibility of me being involved with soccer in 15 to 20 years. But yeah, I think in some way, shape, or form, I'm going to be involved with it, whether it's playing, it's coaching, it's administrative, it's taking my own kids to their own soccer tournaments. I think it'll be something along those lines. Yeah, definitely. Like I said, it's a great time to be a supporter of the league, to be an investor of the league, because I think this league specifically is going to take off. And I think more people are going to take notice of the incredible athletes that we have in this country that are playing in our backyards and everything like that. And I just think so much of it goes back to earlier I mentioned, you know, I saw professional soccer in my own backyard and I got to see it. And so therefore then I wanted to be it. And I think that's so true, especially for young girls in this generation, that if you can see it, you can be it. And I just think that there's going to be more teams in this league. There's going to be more opportunities for young girls to come up and play in this league and to stay here in the United States. And I see so much potential and growth in it. I see so much audience viewership and support. And I just think that there's so many things that are going to be built off of. There was a ton of things built off of the 2020 season, but I think there's going to be so many things that are built off this 2021 season. And I see it growing so much. I see more young girls being involved in soccer and picking soccer to play as the sport that they want to in this country. And I'm honestly just so excited to see where the sport can go, because I think it's going to be bigger than it already is. Yeah, I think my biggest strength is my passing and my passing range. That was always something that I took pride on in college, was being able to ping a ball 40 yards down the field accurately to somebody running on or just finding somebody that's finding in that pocket. And so I definitely think that's my biggest strength is my passing. My personal goals are to continue to develop and to be a contributing factor to this team. Whether that's, you know, being a really good person that's hard to go against in practice, being a good teammate, being someone that can come off the bench and contribute. If I somehow work my way into being in a starting role by the end of the season, that's great too. But I think just for me, it's just developing and getting better, because there's so many things that I can improve on, but definitely want to earn that development, earn that spot to play. And so I think just building every single day off of the one before, I think it's going to be a huge personal goal, and just keep going forward. I think that's another one of my, my personal goals, especially for team goals. You know, we're an expansion side, and expansion side has never made it the playoffs in their first season. So definitely that's huge goal for us, is we want to make the playoffs this year. But it's also for us, I know it's finishing games. It's competing against everybody in the league and making a name for ourselves to really, like, we're not just going to be an expansion side. We are a team that you know, you got to look out for. And we want it to be hard for people to play against us and everything like that. And so definitely team goal going forward is to make the playoffs, and also, but just make an impact statement on this league. You know, we have so much to give on this team, and I think people are going to see that from us for sure. Good question. You know, I think I think Sydney would say this too, is, you know, we want to be remembered as we were good teammates, but we were good players and we were good people in this league. And I think because so much of soccer also too is the relationships that you build with people. And, you know, I want to help as a teammate, like I want to help get the best out of the teammates around me, helping them get better every single day while helping, while pushing myself to be better too, and to hold to the standards and everything like that. And I think that's something huge for a teammate is can you get the best out of the people around you too? And I think, you know, for Sydney and I, and our older sister Sierra, when she played as well, our biggest thing was always that we're not going to complain about things. We're going to do the work. We're going to put in the work to whatever it takes to get the results and get the best out of us. And I think that's just always something that we have rang true, where it's like, if you put you put your head down and work and you do what you need to do, it's going to help you go far, and you are going to be able to achieve your dreams and everything like that. So I think for us, it is definitely just kind of an example mindset that, you know, we worked really hard to get to where we are, and we want to keep working hard. We want to, just because we got here doesn't mean we stop. You know, we want to get better all the time. So I think, yeah, for us, our last name just wants to kind of be a symbol of, you know, people that worked hard and they got to achieve their dreams, but then they also built really great relationships with people, and that's what they are remembered for too. We were good people, we were good players, and we were really good teammates. And I think that's going to be something that rings true from both Sid and I. Oh, Kansas, easily. Sinclair is, oh, this is, I don't even know. Sinclair is a soccer player. I have no idea. Okay. Wait. Okay. All right. Let me pick a different one then. Sinclair is energetic. We'll go with that. Oh, reading. I actually really like reading. Ooh. My favorite book is The Great Alone by Kristen Hanna. So from my dad's side, my dad is half Mexican. His dad was full. So that's where it has come. I'm going to have to say Dabinia, just because she is unreal with her skills. You think you're going to go in and win the ball, and then she's nutmegged you and she's already 10 yards behind you. She somehow always gets around you. And I have to say Davinia. It's usually a lot of screaming and just kind of like, yeah, I think that's what it is, honestly. But it's more just like, I just kind of run to where everybody else is and just scream and jump and everything like that. But we'll go with right there. Oh, the laughing face emoji with the little teardrops coming outside and it's like laughing. That's the one. I think I'd have to say pizza, actually. It's so versatile. You can always mix and match your pizzas. You can always change up the toppings on them. There's so many different styles. I usually love mushrooms, onions, and green peppers on my pizza, but you know, a classic pepperoni or a margarita pizza is always great, always good. Oh, sneakers for sure. I think I'd want to go against Mia Hamm, actually. She was one of my favorite players growing up, so I think it'd be so cool to say that you played against her. And she was just such a huge part of that 99 team. So I think I'd have to pick Mia Hamm. Hey everyone, this is Sinclair Miramontes. You don't want to miss this interview with Kelly from Area Sports Network. Hope you guys like it. Definitely check it out.
Thank you for listening to another one of our NWSL interviews. This was all for today. Until next time, don't forget to stay updated with my upcoming interviews through my social media platforms.